And sure, Health Plan has limitations and exclusions. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a very special guest this morning. We'll be with him in just a moment. But before I get to that, I want to comment that at the recent meeting of the World Economic Forum, a gentleman who represents one of the major Arab groups in the world was talking about the threat, the very real threat to all of the moderate countries in the Middle East and Near East, of an American invasion of Iran. Now, we're not talking about Iraq, we're talking about Iran. Now, recently, within the last week, the former head of the Soviet military talked about the very real threat out of an American invasion of Iran. Certainly, we are concentrating our military forces there in preparation for the invasion. Nobody in America wants the invasion. Certainly, the members of the legislature don't. But, of course, they don't even have the courage to take a binding resolution against the policies of the president. Oh, one of the Senate committees passed a non-binding resolution, meaning it means absolutely nothing but condemning the increase in troops in Iraq. Now, is the attack going to come? Well, it will, unless, of course, they're able to, the CIA and our other intelligence agencies, to overthrow the existing government of Iran. They are working at that as well. And understand that this is a possibility. Hope and pray that it is successful. For if not, I fear that we will be plunged into a war with Iran with terrible consequences for everyone listening to this program today. Because the agenda which is motivating the current administration has nothing to do with America protecting us from terrorism. We are not fighting terrorism in the Middle East. We are recruiting terrorists into the world jihad in preparation for World War III. Now, with that as a background, let's get to Mr. Chris Markowski, who's we've finally gotten together with, and he writes on economic issues. And Chris, thanks so very much for being with us this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So why don't you just pick up the story and go from there?
There's so many different things we could discuss in regards to the overall economy, what's going on in the world around us. Where would you like to start?
Let's talk about the economy. The president says the economy is strong, unemployment's down. The average individual is doing very, very well. We've cut the deficit in half. We're going to cut the rest of the deficit here, and we're going to have a balanced budget. We're not going to have to raise taxes. Things are really great. They've never been so good. And why is everybody saying things are bad?
I think that one of the problems in forecasting and what the media tends to do in regards to dissecting and talking about the economy is we have to realize as a nation the enormity of our nation and the type of output that we have here, and no matter how well certain areas are doing in the country, there's always going to be pockets of weakness in areas that are not doing so well. I mean, take a look at Ford Motor Company last week, who once again announced, we lost billions and billions of dollars more, and meet the new boss, same as the old boss, same story going on with GM as well. Where there's going to be strength, there's also going to be weakness here and there, and there's never going to be a situation where there's going to be absolute prosperity across the board. But the reality is the government's coffers, as far as tax revenue is concerned, are through the roof. Through the roof. Last week, the CBO came out with their citing the amount of money that has come in based upon capital gains. Tax revenues blew away what their expectation were, well over $100 billion more than they expected. They're never right in regards to their forecasting. Tax day is coming up, and we've been consistent. Every major tax day, you know, the word of the Treasury is we got record tax revenues coming in. So, you know, there's a lot of mixed messages going around.
Is the president right? Is the economy really doing fine? Is unemployment really down? Inflation down? Are we being told the truth? Are these figures really accurate? Do we really only have a $248 billion deficit last year?
Well, the deficit, the numbers in regard to the deficit, the accounting that the government does is Enron-esque. They don't account for, you know, future liabilities like Social Security and Medicare. So you can basically toss that out the window. Any other business did their accounting the way the government does. They lock them up and throw away the key. I mean, but that's another debate. I mean, the absolute Ponzi scheme that is Social Security and the inability for their people in Congress and the people in office to actually lead us and to go about reforming it and actually putting some market-based reforms in regards to Social Security and what's going on there. I mean, I basically tell people, if you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, and you're counting on Social Security for your retirement, God bless you. It's not going to be there. You know, might as well just, you know, count on it not being there. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's eventually going to collapse. And according to the Supreme Court, Fleming versus Nestor, 1963, you are not entitled to Social Security. The government can cancel it tomorrow. But as far as, I mean, I look at it this way. I do a lot of volunteer work. One of the things that I do is I coach high school lacrosse down here. I'm the head varsity lacrosse coach down here in Southwest Florida. And, you know, I'm dealing with a lot of kids. And the kids on my lacrosse team, they've got weekend jobs where they're working at, you know, fast food places and, you know, retail outlets. And the kids on my lacrosse team who are doing part-time work, working at these various different outlets, are making anywhere between $10 to $12 an hour. $10 to $12 an hour working in, you know, fast food joints. Boy, oh boy, I mean, I think that's pretty darn good. And that's, you know, that's obviously, like I said, we got pockets of strength. I mean, I live in Southwest Florida. It's a very, very, just essentially, we have a 0% unemployment rate down here. I look to open up and expand and do various other businesses, and I can't do it because I don't have the workers. Certain areas, I've got, you know, friends that are in the medical business down here. They have to go on nationwide searches to look for nurses and doctors to fill positions here, and they can't find them. So, you know, where there's certain areas of weakness, absolutely, but there are some really great areas out there. As far as, you know, the market for college graduates, this past spring was the greatest market, according to all the employing and what's going on. They're one of the greatest markets ever for people, kids graduating from college with degrees, as far as what they're getting paid, initial salaries, and finding jobs. Changes in our economy, yeah, but we're going to have to adapt.
No, we'll be back in just a moment with Chris Markowski.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, this is Danny Golden. I've always taught that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Everyday life, job responsibilities, family needs, and spiritual life can suffer if your health is poor. So get your goals set accordingly. Improving your health is a good goal. Reaching optimal health naturally is a great achievement. If natural medicine with clear, easy answers and non-invasive techniques with the latest and advanced diagnostic tools is on your list, then take the first step toward feeling the best you have in years. Call Gateway Natural Medicine and Diagnostic Center. At Gateway, you'll find reputable, competent doctors who specialize in treating chronic back pain, internal disorders, nutritional deficiencies, family and female care. You'll find a dedicated team with everything you need, including chiropractic, acupuncture, quick results, and caring people. Contact Drs. Cleaver and Wink now at Gateway Natural Medicine and Diagnostic Center, 970-532-2755, 970-532-2755.
Say, would you like a free map of the Greeley, Evans, LaSalle, and Central Weld County area? Well, they're here and they're hot off the press by Mass Marketing Incorporated. The new Merchant Map. It's a large, detailed map that folds easily to fit anywhere.
The maps are sponsored by local merchants, and they're giving them away free. You can pick up your map at Burt's Towing, 1519 First Avenue in Greeley, the Greeley Chamber of Commerce at 902 7th Avenue in Greeley, K&R Construction, 3001 West 12th Street in Greeley, Appliance and Hyvac Med-X at 970-587-5588. Bill's Pro Auto Service, 540 27th Street, Greeley. Midge's Pet Grooming at 11018 8th Street, number 3 in Greeley. And D&S Heating and Air at 970-284-6268. No gimmicks or catches. The Handy Merchant Map is free. Get yours today while limited supplies last. Another quality service of Mass Marketing Incorporated. And tell them you heard about it on KHNC 1360 AM.
Chris Markowski, and Chris is saying really how good in many respects things are. Tremendous income as far as the Treasury is concerned. People paying their taxes, and people are paying higher taxes because they're making more money. After all, by President Bush dramatically cutting taxes, both regular income taxes and capital gains taxes, and then the Federal Reserve just pouring, you know, countless trillions of billions of dollars into the economy, and it's estimated that the M3, even though they don't publish it now, is somewhere around 10-12%. And certainly it's happening all throughout the world. The world is awash with money. All sorts of money has been created. But can this continue indefinitely, or do you think this will have certain inflationary trends here that perhaps will be ignored by the government? And yet, of course, the government had to raise their prime rates or interest rates up to, 5.25%, because they were concerned about inflation. Is there a danger of inflation? Are times really as good as we're told? Or is it some places it's good and some places it's bad?
Well, I'm, you know, a lot of questions there. I think as far as, you know, are times as good as we're told? I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can take a look at this, and you know, are many Americans without any doubt, that's a standard, living beyond their means? Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. You know, people live and they want to have the bigger car, the bigger boat, the bigger house. They go out and they buy things they cannot afford. They buy into this cult of materialism, and they end up becoming slaves to banks. And you know, we can argue about this and talk about this, you know, but the bottom line is that this country is built upon personal responsibility, and if you're going to go out and you're going to, you know, do these types of things and act in this type of manner, you've really got no one to blame but yourself. And you know, I think that we've gotten away, as far as the society is concerned, away from personal responsibility. People want the government to take care of them. They want them to want the government to provide health care, want the government to provide, you know, a retirement plan. And, you know, that's not how this country, that's not what this country is about. That's not what America is about. America is about going out and staking your claim and doing it on your own and personal responsibility. You know, but with that being said, you take a look at the overall wealth of this country, and you know, whether it be life expectancy rates, you know, the type of lives that we lead and we're capable of leading, we truly live in extraordinary times. We really do. I mean, just like I said, I always try to take a look back at the you know, how people lived 100 years ago and the differences between 100 years ago until today. It truly is extraordinary, the differences that we have. You know, the whole concept of retirement didn't even exist back then. I mean, the majority of the population that was alive that was over 65 years old worked. I mean, nowadays people, I want to retire at 55. I want to do this. I want to do that. And, you know, that was unfathomable, you know, 100 years ago. Even, you know, 58 years ago, it just didn't happen. So as far as, you know, our overall, we have so much opulence. There's so much wealth here in this country. You know, we do so well that it's almost, you know, to our detriment, that when things get difficult or things become a little bit tough, people don't even know how to deal with it.
I think that's absolutely true. So, what's the solution?
Well, you know, we can get into the foundations of various different solutions. That, you know, there's old, you want to teach your kids the right way as well. I mean, we have a fundamental breakdown in our society as far as educating our kids are concerned. Most kids, don't know a darn thing about compounding interest. Don't understand, that credit card debt will kill you. As far as interest is concerned, and they have no understanding of money. They've got all they're fine with diversity training and all this other nonsense, which is not going to get them ahead in life. I'm a big advocate of going back to a more classical type of an educational system here in our society, and teaching history and understanding where we've come from and how we ended up getting here, and how to avoid the mistakes of the past. Because it's amazing how many things, if you take a look back, we end up repeating over and over and over again. Understanding money. I think we need to go back to teaching a lot of working more on vocations in the public school system. I don't know why in God's creation every parent believes that their kid needs to go to a four-year school, then a two-year school after that for their master's and on to their doctorate to be successful in this country. You know, I deal with, hundreds and hundreds of people all over the country. They're clients of mine, and, some of my wealthiest clients never went to college. I mean, they own masonry businesses. They own carpentry businesses. They build homes. Not everyone is made out to do this. I mean, we're creating many, 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 many lawyers and many, 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 many class action suits, which is weakening the country at its foundation. We need to get off that. We've got to understand which makes this country strong, and understand that these jobs are very important. And if you can build a house, you're always going to have a job. Doesn't make any difference. Or if you can fix a car, you've got a career for life. And, I don't know why or when it happened, but we got away from all that.
I think you're absolutely right. So I think that people need to have a means of making a living, something they can do that others can't, that puts them in demand.
Oh, absolutely. In today's day and age, let's face it here. You can change careers fairly quickly. I mean, you can go online and you can get yourself a college degree. I mean, from some of the world's greatest learning institutions, you can go on and you can go get a degree from Stanford online. You can learn a trade. There's so many different types of schools that we have. But what's funny is we've got all these job training centers and all these things set up all around the country, and I'm saying to myself, isn't that what the public school system is supposed to do? Isn't the public school system supposed to teach kids how to get a job and how to, teach them to be competitive in the marketplace that we have today? What are they teaching the kids? I mean, they become little, unless you pay attention and get on top of your kids, they become little indoctrination centers. And, I look at all the nonsense and all the time wasted on, we've got to understand this culture and we've got to understand that culture. And I understand, that it's important if you're putting it into perspective and understanding things around the world. But the reality is, you teach kids the golden rule at a young age and it encompasses everything. And I don't know, why we spend so much time, why we waste so much time in the public school system, why we spend so much money on a system that has failed us repeatedly. I mean, the definition of an idiot is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And, we're a bunch of idiots because we keep doing it.
Well, maybe we're not idiots. Maybe the purpose of the educational system is to mold the youth of this nation so they'll fit into this new society that appears to be coming, this new internationalist society where we all get along together and we do what we're told to do, and everybody is subservient to the ruling class. Could that be possible?
Well, I think that you could be right. I mean, you're obviously much more learned on that than I am. I think you want to put an end to that. I mean, we were talking about taxes before. We need to establish a fair tax here in our society. The problem with our country is that we tax people who earn. We don't tax wealth. And, the ruling class, the wealthy class, the people who, can hide behind all the trusts and all these things, all the investment banks are gearing up towards these people. They don't pay diddly in taxes. They don't pay anything. I've got other clients of mine, multi-doctors that, some of the best eye surgeons in the world. I got another client that's one of the top nanosurgeons in the world. And they deservedly make the money that they make. But they're out there earning their money, and they're taxed at very high rates. We don't tax wealth. We tax people who earn. And this is where the breakdown is. This is the problem. If we had a consumption tax here in our society, a national sales tax, rather than the stupid income tax that we have, we'd be much better off, and it would be a fair system.
But do you think they're interested in a fair system, or do you think they're interested really in doing actually attacking the middle class and eventually impoverishing the middle class? After all, the progressive income tax was certainly outlawed in our Constitution because our leaders felt that or feared that it would be a means of controlling the population. And
well,
yet, of course, the income tax was put in by people of great wealth to control the middle class, and it certainly succeeded.
You know, but we talk about a progressive tax, and the funny thing is how ridiculous it is. I mean, we talk about classes. I mean, can we define the middle class? Can we define the upper class? Because I'll tell you this, if you're making $150,000 a year and you live in the New York City metro area, you're not upper class. You're barely getting by. And that's, you know, there's... It's different everywhere. This country, I mean, we it's so far off. If we had a consumption tax and it was based upon these things, it would be fair. And, you know, you would get taxed based upon what you were spending. The government revenues would increase, and it would make it fair across the board. The system we have now is so laden with loopholes, millions and millions of words long, our tax code, which is an absolute joke, a disaster. A disaster. I mean, you know, we've got in-house accounting here at my firm. We've got accountants helping people out, and the amount of work they got to do every single year just to keep up with what's going on and what's a deduction this year and what's not a deduction the next year. The tax code, what we have, our tax code is nothing more than a tool for the politicians, the modern-day pharaohs that we have in Washington, D.C., for social engineering. And that's basically what we have. There is no real difference as far as Republicans or Democrats are concerned. Watch C-SPAN sometime. They'll all vote for each other's earmarks and pet projects, all except for, like, Tom Coburn and Ron Paul, a couple other guys that actually stand up for doing the right thing. But for the most part, it's the same thing. And the funny thing is we watch this stuff. Watch the History Channel sometime and watch how the pharaohs and the Roman emperors, and they built all these great, you know, whether it be pyramids and temples and various different things and arches to themselves. And I'm saying, what in God's creation is the difference between modern, you know, old Rome and modern day, you know, the U.S., Washington, D.C.? I mean, you can go in certain states like West Virginia, and the entire state's named after Robert Byrd. You know, these politicians name everything and anything after themselves. It's pathetic. It's sad. It really is. And we need to get away from that.
Well, I certainly agree with you. My fear, though, is we would have a consumption tax and an income tax. And the only way we can ever get back to freedom is to take away the taxing ability of the federal government and to return to a system, the legal system of this country, where the power and spending ability of the federal government is limited by the change of the Constitution. But nobody ever wants to advocate
that.
Well,
Dutch Stan, you know, I agree with you 110%, but the reality of the situation is the people in this country do not want it. We've become lazy. We've become a lethargic. We're caught between a state of, apathy and dependence. And, you know, eventually it heads towards, you know, more towards tyranny. And people, you know, people are willing, you know, unfortunately, you've got a lot of lazy people that are just, they don't want to stake their claim. They don't want to work and be more than happy to give up their freedoms to get, you know, taken care of and get a government check. And, I mean, I know it's the case. I mean, like, good friends of mine that are in the environmental cleanup business that have, you know, spent the better part of the last year and a half down in New Orleans cleaning up, telling me, you know, horror stories of how, you know, they've got high-paying jobs down there, to do all sorts of work. We're talking, you know, $35 to $50 an hour, and people show up one day, and they're like, yeah, you know what, I better off just getting my government check. And you know what, the people doing the work are the illegals from Mexico, because they're actually willing to take the money, the $35 to $50 an hour. And this is the reality of the situation. I mean, we need to... there's a fundamental disconnect here for, you know, people like you and I and, you know, the majority of the people out there. Majority of the people are more than willing to give up their freedoms. And this is nothing new. This has happened throughout world history, and it's happening again here.
And that's why America was designed as it was, so that this would never happen. And the trouble is, most people don't understand history, and they certainly don't understand what our founding fathers warned against. But I agree with you. Once you get people dependent upon the government, it's very difficult to get them away from the public trough.
Well, I mean, I've got three kids under the age of four. You could do this, the same type of, you know, I could conduct the same type of experiment with my little kids and putting them to bed at night. I mean, if I'm going to go and I'm going to stay with my kids until they go to bed, you know, and fall asleep every night, you know what? They're never going to learn to go to sleep on their own. It's the reality of the situation.
Hold on, Chris. We'll be right back.
You can help support our severely wounded and paralyzed veterans by booking your travel through www.tripandtourtravel.com. When you book plane tickets, hotel or car rentals, cruises or event tickets through tripandtourtravel.com, you receive competitive rates and the assurance that you're helping a soldier in need. We support Salute America's Heroes. That's tripandtourtravel.com, 303-526-4444.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, Arthur Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Chris Markowski. Chris, would you like to get your website and some information out about what your services are?
Sure. My website is simple. It's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. And for over 10 years now, we've been basically alerting the public in regards to how to avoid being ripped off and scammed by the big banks and all of the various different crime and white-collar fraud out there. And everything on our website, all the information, my articles, my columns going back 10 years, absolutely free. Check it out. Sign up for our newsletter, which is free. Watchdogonwallstreet.com.
All right. Well, are there lots of scams out there? And what should people be concerned about, and how do the banks rip them off?
Well, there's an old say. There's interesting. You want to have a conversation with a convicted, mafioso, stock scam fraud artist. And, you know, they're going to tell you that, the only way, the only reason why they can get away with their scams, with the fraud, with all this stuff, is if people are greedy. People are greedy. You know, I try to teach people, and I reiterate this point over and over and over again, that everything and anything in life that has any worth or any value to it involves work, time, and effort. There are no shortcuts. Warren Buffett, you know, is regarded as one of the all-time greatest investors out there. You got to take a look at his record and what he's done. He hasn't seen doubles and triples and quadruples on his money. His best year ever was up 24%. You know, there are no get-rich-quick schemes. All these people promising you the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you're going to see doubles and you're going to see triples are liars, especially the people who are guaranteeing it. And a lot of these guys, I mean, I'm dealing, you know, with so many different scams. They invade churches. They try to get the trust of the community. It's called affinity fraud. You know, they rip people off. I mean, countless, week in, week out, the billions and billions of dollars of money that is fleeced by people. But if people just, all they got to do is just realize that there is no get-rich-quick schemes. It doesn't exist. And understanding that, you know, that compounding interest, compounding, you know, small returns over time is as Einstein said, the royal road to riches. It is what it is. You know, there is no, you know, best trading software. There is no magic system. There is no prime bank scheme. You know, there's only one way of doing things, and that's, you know, through hard work and effort and time.
And I think you're absolutely right. Everything is motivated by greed and fear. Greed, what do you think you're going to make this fabulous amount, 30%, 40% a year, and fear when you realize you're going to lose everything you invested.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, it really is. And I've watched, you know, there's the world's second oldest profession. We all know what the oldest is. The world's second oldest profession are get rich quick con artists, because it's just in human nature. I mean, I railed against all the phony companies and the dot-com scams during the 1990s. And, you know, the past couple of years, I've been warning people, especially down here in Southwest Florida, regarding the value of real estate. I mean, everyone out there, all the real estate agents, you know, telling everybody, oh, yeah, real estate's the best investment out there. It can never come down. I say myself, of course it can come down. You know, it goes up 50% in a year. What do you think it's going to happen? It's overvalued. You know, every single asset class out there has an intrinsic value to it. It'll be, you know, it'll be above that value. It'll be below that value. You want to, you know, buy low, buy. There's only one way of doing things, and that's it.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that people have to recognize, you know, the reality of everybody can't be rich in this society, even though they'd like to give us that impression. So, I mean, but how do you get people to really understand what's going on, and what sort of things should people be investing in today?
Well, you know, that's what separates my program from every other program out there, because the guys that are making a lot of money with their television programs on CNBC and some of the radio programs out there are guys that are out there selling products. And there's no one formula. I get so aggravated at the beginning of every year, just as like I did in 2007 when all the shows are, you know, 10 stocks you need to own for 2007 and the hot funds for 2007 that you need to own. What a bunch of baloney. I mean, I'm trying to make an example to try to explain this. If there was a doctor holding a program on the air, and the doctor said, here's one pill that everybody needs to take to get rid of their headaches, or if somebody called up and said, doc, my head hurts, what should I do? And the doctor says, well, you need brain surgery. You'd be like, what? He hasn't examined this guy. He doesn't know this guy. The same thing holds true to your finances. Everybody's situation is completely unique and different. And in the same manner that you go out, and you know, if you moved to a new area and needed to find a new physician, you'd go to a physician and, you know, they'd ask you about your medical history, your family's medical history, get all the background. You know, that's why they keep, you know, your medical files on record for a period of time, because they want to know and they want to, you know, find out everything. That's the same thing that holds true in regards to your financial plan. And any of these idiot blowhards on any of these programs that are telling you that you need to do this and you need to do that, and they have not a clue, they're all a bunch of liars. How dare they? How dare they go on and tell you, they don't know you. They don't know you from Adam. Yet, you know, they're there to sell a product. That's what they are. No different than the, you know, if you walk into a Ford dealership, they're there to sell you a Ford. If you walk into a Honda dealership, they're there to sell you a Honda. It is what it is. You need to get your financial plan done, your financial house in order, before you can make any decisions on what you should be having and what your allocation should be.
Well, some people think that gold and silver are good investments. Do you think that, or do you think that people should simply be investing in stocks, or what should people be investing in?
Gold, over the past few years, I mean, it's risen fairly quickly. And as far as a trading vehicle is concerned, it's done fairly well. It's done fairly well, along with a lot of commodities. But, you know, the commodities are kind of waning around right now, and they're going to come back down. There's a, you know, for our portfolios, I mean, depending on who it is, we always take a portion. There's a percentage, and it's all, like I said, it all depends on the individual that would be involved with a situation, you know, like gold or other commodities out there. But I'm a big believer in cash flow. And, you know, in any type of investment, whether it be real estate, whether it be stocks, whatever it may be, you want to have money coming in the door. And, you know, companies, you know, how did our great-great-grandfathers, how did our grandfathers determine, you know, what companies were doing well and what stocks to own? It was basically based upon the check that they got in the mail every month or every quarter or every year, based upon cash flow, dividends. That's the best way to tell. And that's why I talk about compounding interest and having money coming in the door. You want to have a portfolio. You want to have an investment strategy that's creating you money. Gold, even though that it has its good points and also has its bad points, long-term, it's one of the worst-performing assets over time. A short-term trading vehicle, it's fantastic. It's not generating you any income. It's not sending you a check every single month. It's not sending you a check every single quarter. Yeah, can it appreciate? Absolutely. Can it be used as a hedge in your portfolio? I agree with that. But what really ticks me off is all these people that, you know, the only thing that they do is sell gold. They're not a financial planner. They're a gold salesman. Their interest is to sell you as much gold as possible. Why would you go to somebody? It's like going to a doctor that's, you know, can only, you know, prescribe aspirin. Why would you do that? You want somebody that's going to give you, you know, a roundabout, you know, basis for how your portfolio should be, that can provide everything to you, that can help you with all your situations. Yeah, I do get ticked off with these people that are just selling gold.
We'll be back in just a moment with Chris Markowski. And if you have a question at all, give us a call. 1-970-689-8255. Here, the American Citizen Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Chris Markowski, and we have Marianne calling in. Marianne, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. For those of us who are not on the internet, is there an address that we could write for some of your information, Chris?
Actually, there's a phone number that you can get. It's 24 hours a day. If you want to sign up for a newsletter or get any of the free stuff that we have, it's 1-800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. And just ask for all free stuff, and they'll get it out to you.
Okay. Appreciate your program very much this morning. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay. 970-689-8255. And now you have basically are an investment counselor. Is that what you do?
Absolutely. We own. This actually was the second business that I ended up. Having after, you know, starting the radio show 7 years ago and been doing the newsletter for over 10, we own a certified financial planning business. Actually, we had the, currently we have a, you know, the highest client retention rate, in the country. And being certified financial planners, it's like the highest level you can achieve in regards to financial planning. And what separates our company, Markowski Investments, from everybody else's out there is that we do not have account minimums. Almost all certified financial planners and registered investment advisors, you've got to have a substantial net worth to just walk in the door. And I come from a very modest background, upstate New York. And one of the things that we decided, because it's a family business, I work with my brothers Michael and Matthew, is that we would never turn anybody away. If someone needs help, if someone has a question. You know, it may take me a while, but I get through all the emails and we help everybody out. We will never turn anybody away.
All right. Well, we have another caller. Who do we have calling in? Who's calling?
Yes, Dr. Stan. This is Doug.
I had to have a question for our guest.
Yes, sir. I've got a question about gold again. Seems like the dollar has declined about 20% recently, and people are saying it's going to decline another 20% in value. As far as having a depression and so forth, isn't gold a good investment to have just to keep?
Absolutely, as a hedge. But, you know, the people have said that, you know what, the stock market's going to run up tomorrow, and the Dow's going to do this, and the dollar is going to do this, and no one has been able to accurately predict that. I mean, even Warren Buffett himself, he made, you know, very poor decisions in regards to what he thought the dollar was going to do in currencies, and he, you know, ended up selling out of most of his position. You know, what diversification is the key. Only God knows, can only tell the future. And yeah, you need to have gold and use gold as a hedge in your portfolio. But for, you know, to take an entire investment strategy and put it into one basket, I mean, you know, King Solomon talks about that in the Bible. It's not a wise decision.
All right, what percentage of your assets? Let's imagine that our caller is a 60 years old, 65 years old in retirement. What percentage of his assets should he have in gold and
precious metals? Dr. Sam, with all due respect, those two facts don't even begin to allow me to make any type of accurate representation, and it would be actually I would be breaking my fiduciary duty to actually even make a recommendation based upon an age and retirement at those things. There's so many other factors. There's so many questions. An exhaustive process needs to be taken before I could even present an allocation. And quite frankly, that's the problem we have with a lot of investing out there. You pick up a magazine and they're going to say, oh, this is your allocation and this is what you need to have. No, there's so many factors that are involved. And this is why I refrain from ever saying anything like this, is because, you know, if I say something that's, you know, everybody else is going to go out there and do that, and it may not be right for them.
All right, then. Good answer. Really, do you have anything else you'd like to
ask? Yes, I have one more question. With the New World Order coming and the merging of Canada and Mexico and the United States and the new money's coming in, I still think gold would be the best because they're going to crash the dollar. What do you think about that?
Well, I you know, once again, you're speculating. I mean, God willing, that doesn't happen. You know, your scenario, you're speculating based upon that. And there's a lot of different different areas that you can go to. You know, once again, if you stock up your safe full of gold, you know, what good is that going to do you? It's not earning you anything. It's not creating any income for you. It's not creating any cash flow for you. This is why you need to have a balanced portfolio with real estate, with, you know, the stocks, with bonds, with various different asset classes. You know, I can't stress the fact enough. If you're going to be, you know, putting all your eggs in one basket, just as much as all the yin yangs did with the in the 1990s, thinking that, you know, there's a new economy and earnings didn't matter, and, you know, if you had a .com, it's going to go up forever. You're headed for some trouble. You really are.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And well, thank you so much, Chris. We're just about out of time. Once more, why don't you get out your website and then get out your telephone number?
The website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's one word, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or you can give us a call at 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984.
Well, I'm glad we were finally able to get together here.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, you've got more phone numbers than I do.
Well,
we've got your other big show too.
Yeah, well, we do a moderate amount of work here. Anyway,
yeah.
God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us.
You too. God bless. Thanks for having me on the program. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Fine. And this is our guest this morning. He's been Chris Markowski, and we want to give you an overview of what various people think. And I think it's important that you one thing that Chris said is so true, and let me caution you. Greed. Greed will get you into more problems than anything else. People will always tell you about the commodities, the options. I mean, these are financial increments that can make you a fortune, a small fortune, out of a large fortune. And if you get into these things, you are going to be motivated by greed. I've seen it with so many of my friends through the years, and yes, I've made this same mistake on my own. And I just, if I can caution you, certainly if you're going to invest conservatively with a long haul in mind, do not go out on a limb, because there's always somebody there with a saw, waiting, of course, to saw it off, so you'll fall into their kettle or whatever it would be. But greed is what motivates this market, and fear is what happens when you realize you've been had. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. We do have some things on what I believe is going to happen financially in the near future. It's a talk we've given called the Financial Tsunami, and it comes with a syllabus, and you can get the talk on either video or DVD, and if you're interested, we'll be glad to provide it for you. The syllabus is interesting because it contains a great deal of information from the Federal Reserve System, from the first Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It has certainly references to material that you can get that would explain to you derivatives and hedge funds, and certainly about 25% of America's major corporations are now foreign-owned. I mean, things that are as American as apple pie and Westinghouse. Westinghouse is no longer an American corporation. So many of our major American corporations have been bought up by foreign interests. Why? Why, very simply, because we have been spending more than we're actually producing, and you can't keep spending more than you produce indefinitely. Other countries have all your dollars. What are they going to do with them? You can't eat them, so you buy something with them. You buy up American corporations, American bonds, American stocks, things of that sort, and this is actually what's happening. And as Paul Volcker said, I mean, we're skating on thin ice, and sooner or later, with a bang or with a whimper, why, of course, this is all going to come to an end. So if you'd like to know what really lies ahead, my talk on the financial tsunami, Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Professor Sutton's little book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because you have to understand how this whole thing is contrived, and then a pamphlet that I have written called The History of Money, Inexpensive, and finally, the book Fiat Money Inflation in France. That's Fiat Money Inflation in France, which we recommend to you. Tells what happened in France in 1789 after the French Revolution, when they did exactly what we're doing here in America today. Understand that you can create tremendous prosperity by expanding the money supply. But eventually, of course, you either begin to contract the money supply and create deflation, or you have inflation and destroy everything. It's going to be interesting to see how this works out. And if you want to destroy a great nation, why, you destroy the stability of its currency. And as Daniel Webster had said so well, there is no better way to cheat the working classes of mankind than through the system of paper money, and that's what we have today. So understand what's going on, invest wisely, and, of course, protect yourself and your family for the difficult times that come ahead. And the three rules of investing: diversify, diversify, diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Somebody might step on the basket and everything you think gives you stability is no longer there. So understand we're living in very, very difficult times. Any nation that has ever turned its back on God has eventually brought judgment upon that nation. And just as men will have to stand before the judgment bar of God when they pass into the next world, why, nations are actually judged during their lifetime. And I believe America is on the verge of judgment. So understand, our number was 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And pray for America. Please pray for my ministry, for our provision, and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain